Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this episode, I'm excited to share with you one of my most favorite meditation techniques, and it's called the technique of do nothing. The meditation technique that I'm about to show you is what I think one of the most powerful meditation techniques that's out there, or at least from all the different stuff that I've studied. There are a couple of really key benefits to this technique of do nothing. I'm going to show you exactly how to do it here in a few minutes. Here's what's really cool about this technique. Number one is that it's very easy and it's very effective. This is probably the easiest and most simple technique that you will find as far as meditation goes. So there's not a lot of stuff to learn or to memorize. Very, very easy to do. And it's also extremely effective. In fact, just over the last month, I've been using this technique a lot. And man, in the last month, I've gotten some of the biggest gains in my meditation practice that I have in the last 3 years. So extremely effective. The second thing that's great about this technique is that it's really good for beginners, but also still really good for advanced students. So you can use this technique if you have absolutely zero meditation experience, and it'll be great for you because it's so simple. And if you're an advanced student who's been meditating for 20 years, you can use this technique, and man, you'll get some amazing results with it. I think it gets only better with time and with practice. And the third thing is that it's enjoyable. And I think that that's really important, especially when you're starting off, is that you have a technique that actually lets you enjoy the process of meditation rather than being totally frustrated by it. Which, you know, is what I experienced when I started. I started meditating about 3 years ago, and I tried to establish habits, and I had this picture in my mind that I'm going to be a great meditator and that I want to be a great meditator, and that it's going to be valuable for me in my personal development journey. But in practice, when I actually sat down to meditate just for 10 minutes, it would be extremely frustrating and painful. And basically, I would do it for a few weeks or a month, and then I would quit, and I wasn't able to maintain consistency. I tried a couple of different approaches. The first approach that I tried is simply the don't think approach. I figured, okay, so meditation means not thinking. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just sit for 10 minutes and not think. And then I would sit down and be like, okay, stop thinking. Wait a minute, that's a thought. Don't think. I'm thinking again. How do I stop thinking? I don't know how to stop. That's more thoughts. Shit. And so it would go like that and be very frustrating for 10 minutes. And of course, the problem with that is that you can't really stop thinking because thinking is not in your control. But that's a tangent. Another thing that I tried is letting go of thoughts. So thoughts arise and then they go and they arise and they go. And you can also kind of detach from them. So I would sit there and kind of watch my thoughts arise and I'd detach and then watch them arise again and detach. And that process was quite frustrating too. So for me, meditation, especially for like the first year, it was really a frustrating process. I wish I knew back then this technique that I'm about to show you, because I think it would have made my life a little bit easier. I learned this technique called do nothing from Shinzen Young. And here's how this technique works. I'm going to describe it step by step, even though it's extremely simple. So what you do first is you find a position where you're going to seat yourself. You can sit cross-legged if you want, or in a chair. If you're starting off, probably a chair is best. If you're a little bit more advanced, do the cross-legged thing, get a cushion, that kind of stuff. If you're sitting cross-legged, I recommend getting a little blanket or quilt so you just kind of throw over yourself to cover yourself up. And you're going to be sitting here with your eyes open. What you also want is you want a timer. You're going to set this timer for some amount of time, either 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40, or 60 minutes. If you're new, start off with something like 20 minutes or maybe even 10 minutes if you're struggling just to do 20. And then as you get more advanced, you'll add more minutes to the clock. So you set your timer. That's all basic meditation setup stuff. And then what you do is you're sitting there, your eyes are open, and now it's time to get a little bit into the present moment. So center yourself. How do you center yourself? Well, just recognize and become conscious of the fact that, hey, I just sat down to start my meditation. Okay? So that already is going to take you out of your normal operating mode of running around, thinking about stuff and doing stuff in your day. You're going out of that mode and you're just kind of entering this peaceful, quiet mode where you're not concerned about what else is going on around you for the next 20 minutes. It helps to take just a couple of nice, relaxing breaths, deep breaths into the belly, and just notice that your breath is breathing for you, or that it has been even before you sat down. So just kind of become conscious of the breath kind of going in and out, just for a little bit. You don't need to do this for a long time, just for like 30 seconds. And then notice that you have thoughts in your mind. Become conscious of the fact that thoughts are arising and thoughts have content in them and you're getting lost in that content. So start to become a little bit more present of that. Present and aware of that. This takes just a couple of minutes as you're sitting down and just kind of settling in. And then the actual technique begins. And how I begin the technique is I sit down, I center myself, and then in my mind I say, okay, now I am doing nothing. And what I do then is I defocus my gaze, so my eyes are looking out somewhere into the distance, not at any particular object. I'm kind of spaced out, just looking into space. And then what I do is, here's the critical step, is I let go of control. I let go of control over my attention and over my mind process. So I let the mind literally do whatever it wants to do. That's the essence. That's the core of this do-nothing process. You just let go. And whatever your mind decides to do of its own accord, you let it do that. And you accept it. And you don't try to resist it. And you basically accept absolutely everything that's happening within your sensory field. Sights come up. Sounds come up. Thoughts come up. Feelings come up. Itches come up, pains come up, memories come up, all that stuff. You accept all of it, and you don't try to stop any of it. You don't try to control any of it. You don't try to change any of it. So what this is basically complete acceptance of the present moment exactly as it is, whether it's good or bad or neutral or boring or whatever. You just accept all of it. And you better believe that you're going to have a lot of negative stuff come up when you try to do this. So, you know, feelings of anger might come up, frustration, boredom, sleepiness, tiredness, excitement, giddiness, anxiety, fear, all sorts of stuff will come up. The trick is not to try to resist any of it and not to think of any of it as bad and something that you need to get away from. You totally release control of your focus, right? So your mind can do whatever it wants. It can go into story mode. Let your mind get lost in stories. That's okay too. Let your mind do the monkey chatter thing. And if you've got a monkey mind and it's taking you in a million different directions and you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh shit, I shouldn't be thinking this. I should be meditating. No, just let go of that. Let go of the need to stop the monkey mind for a second. And that's really the whole technique. What you're going to find in practice is that as you're sitting there and stuff is coming up, you're going to feel guilty about not letting it go. Because, you know, you're trying to meditate, trying to become a good meditator. So your mind tells you, okay, if I'm meditating, I have to be doing something. I have to be like letting go of thoughts or whatever. What's tricky here is that you have to let go of that urge to try to control your thoughts. That is the whole technique. So when you notice that and you have an urge that you can actually let go of in the present moment, then you let go of it. And here's the trick. If you are not able to let go of it in the present moment, then you let it be. So notice with this technique, what some people get wrong is that they try to let go of everything, even stuff that like isn't in their control. And that's not what we're asking you to do here. It's a lot simpler than that. If you can let go of it right now easily, you let it go. And if you can't, then you don't worry about it. It's just something to sit there and watch. And so that's the whole technique. And you sit for your 20 minutes or however long. You sit motionless without moving, as still as possible. Don't scratch your itches or anything like that. And keep your eyes wide open so you don't fall asleep. Keep your back up straight, your spine up straight as much as possible, so that that helps you from falling asleep. And that is right there the entire technique. Now, here's the beauty of this technique. It might sound too good to be true, almost too simple, so simple and so stupid that it wouldn't be effective. But that's actually exactly what makes it so effective. What's beautiful about this technique is, number one, is that it's hard to do this technique wrong. In fact, really, the only way you can do it wrong is by trying to do something with your mind, like trying to get somewhere, trying to become enlightened, try to reach some goal. So if you're sitting there and you're practicing this technique and then you realize that, oh, I have a goal to be getting somewhere, just recognize that. Recognize that that's you trying to control your thought process and just let that go. Let go of the intention to try to control stuff. And just sit there and let your thoughts wander and go in any direction they want. And, you know, 90% of the time, your thoughts will wander into some crazy direction that has nothing to do with meditation. It'll be just monkey chatter. This is what, in Buddhist literature, they call monkey mind. So you'll have that 90% of the time, maybe even 99% of the time. But then, that 5 to 1% of the time, what's going to happen is that your mind is actually going to focus in, become very laser focused and into the present moment. And what's important to recognize is that any of those are good. It's not just that 95% is bad and that 5% of focused concentration is good. No, that monkey mind is good too. So here what you're training yourself to do is to accept both the monkey mind and the calmness. The calmness is easy to accept because it feels nice and it sounds like traditional meditation. The monkey mind, usually we don't like accepting that because it doesn't seem like meditation. But what's beautiful about this technique is that it's really hard to do wrong because all you have to do is just let go of any need to control, and then you know you're doing it right. The second beautiful thing about this technique is that it's really effortless. It requires virtually zero skill, and it requires zero energy. So you can do this technique when you're dead tired, when you're feeling shitty, when you forget how to do some other technique. This is like the default technique that you should fall back on in your meditation practice. And the third thing is that it's very enjoyable and relaxing. And you don't need to wait years to get somewhere in order to enjoy it. Now, does this mean that you're going to enjoy every single session when you sit down and do this? No. In fact, probably when you first start, it's going to be very frustrating and worrying and anxious for you. Why is that? Because your mind is always like this. This is the default thing that your mind is doing. It's doing this all the time, right? It's like your ADD. You're like a squirrel on crack cocaine, like this, right? You can't stop. When we tell you to stop, you can't stop. It goes even worse, goes even more. So what do? With meditation, as you practice more and more, this slows down and it becomes this kind of undulatory motion like this. And then eventually it becomes a perfect stillness like this. But that takes practice to do. What I found is that with this technique, because you're letting go of everything and you're accepting everything, and you're not expending any energy or effort on your part, it's easier for the mind to go from this down to something very steady like this. Can happen quicker than you think. Let me give you a couple of clarifications, because as simple as this technique is, it's very easy to screw it up too with doubts and also misunderstanding what I told you. So here's an analogy I like to use for what this technique is like. Imagine that you have a monkey that's been pent up in a little 5 foot by 5 foot cage for 20 years. it's been pent up there and it's angry and it's got all this energy and it's just bouncing around all the walls in the cage. Now what you do, imagine you walk up to that cage and you unlock the lock and you open the door. And the monkey just bolts out with all this energy. Crazed monkey. He's ready to tear you apart. And then what you do, as he's bolting out of the cage, you hand him a bag of hand grenades. And you set this monkey loose onto the city. That's basically what you're doing with this technique. You're setting your mind loose. Sometimes your mind will want to like scream out crazy things inside your voice. You're not going to be moving your mouth in this technique. Sometimes your mind will just want to scream stuff out, or it'll want to imagine like crazy things, like you murdering children, or you detonating a nuclear bomb. You know, whatever your mind wants to come up with, crazy schemes and ideas and this and that, just absolutely ridiculous. Let it all happen naturally if it wants it to happen. What you'll notice, what I've noticed, is when I first started this technique, the mind was just crazy because it was pent up for so long. You know, we tell ourselves, well, I can't be thinking that, and I shouldn't be thinking this, so we're always controlling everything. And it feels weird to just say, hey, stop controlling your mind for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. It's something you probably haven't ever done in your life before. Because one of the things that the ego does is that the ego is a control fiend. It likes to control everything as much as possible. That's like the ego's modus operandi. So when you try to take that away from the ego usually doesn't like it and it resists. And so you might at first have this kind of backlash where your mind says, okay, you're letting me loose. Okay, if you're really letting me loose, let me test. Let me see what the limits are. And then your mind tries to like see what the limits are. And you need to show your mind that, hey, there are no limits. Do whatever you want to do. And you just let it loose. And you sit back and you just watch and you accept all of it without judging it. You just accept it. Now, here's an important point. Even though you're letting go of control of your mind and you're not trying to direct your focus or attention or your thoughts, you are still maintaining control of your body. So if you're sitting there very still, that's actually going to be difficult to do. You might want to like scratch your face, or you might want to move around in your seat. Maybe you're going to want to lean back because your back is aching or something. So here you exercise control and you maintain your posture and you keep your eyes wide open. If you're getting sleepy, your eyes will want to close and you're going to force them open. So there's a lot of control being exerted physically on the body, but no control is being exerted over the thoughts and what they're doing in the mind. So get that distinction very clear. Another important clarification is that you only need to let go of control of your intention to control your mind, and only if you can. So notice, if you're sitting there and your mind is thinking about stuff, and then, you know, it's thinking about doing your emails, and you're thinking about the birthday party you got to go to tomorrow, and it's thinking about the kids, and it's thinking about lunch, and it's thinking about sex, it's thinking about all this stuff, and then you realize, like, oh, damn, I'm lost in thoughts. You have that realization. And then your mind says something like, okay, now I got to focus. So see what you just did there when you said, I got to focus now, that's you. You created an intention now to control your thought process. So that's the thing you got to recognize, like, oh, I'm trying to control it. Let go. Now, what might happen is that you say to yourself, let go, and there's nothing to let go. You can't let it go. What do you do then? Well, then you're not really in control of it, so you just watch it. It's just another part of the process. You just watch. Right? Those are the clarifications. Pretty easy. Let me give you a couple of tips about how to make this work even better for you. So, of course, meditation habit needs to be built. This is not something you can do on a whim. This is something you have to do daily, every single day. So pick a time, either 10 minutes or 20 minutes to start, and do it daily like clockwork all the time. Don't miss any days. That's very important for this habit. Secondly, is remember always that monkey mind is okay. If you sit there for 20 minutes and all you get are 20 minutes of pure monkey mind and no calm or no relaxation and no what you might call meditation, that is still all meditation. Monkey mind is still all meditation if you're using this technique. Now you might wonder, well, Leo, how does this differ from not meditating at all? Isn't what I'm doing throughout my day basically do nothing? And the answer is no, it's not. If you actually try this technique, what you'll notice is that you are doing something in do nothing. The only thing you're doing is that you're watching for those moments where you're trying to take control and you're releasing control. Now, that might not seem like a lot, and it might seem like that's what your normal day is like, but actually that's not what your normal day is like. Your normal day is all about seizing control or getting lost in thought stories and never realizing that, hey, I'm trying to control my thoughts and all this stuff and all these events in my life, and you're never letting that go in ordinary life. So there is something different that you're actually doing when you're sitting down here. Also, just the fact that you keep your body very straight for 20 minutes, that will also have some meditative-like impact on you over time. As another tip, I recommend that you accept the present moment whenever you sit down to meditate. Always remind yourself, like, hey, why am I resisting the present moment? Why can't I just accept it? And then just accept it. That's really helpful. Another tip is to relax your jaw. What you'll notice if you meditate a lot is that your jaw gets tense. In fact, it's mostly always tense. And this creates tension further on in your body. So a good tip when you're sitting down to meditate is remember to loosen your jaw a little bit. Not totally wide open, but just a little bit loose. And keep reminding yourself of that as you're meditating throughout the session. Because if you just start with a loose jaw, 5 minutes later, you're going to have a tight jaw again. So just kind of remind yourself. That's not part of this technique. Just like a little extra tip you can throw in there to spice up your meditation. And also let your breathing be deep and natural. You don't need to try to control your breathing. Just stop restricting it, which is what we do a lot of times. Like we try to, you know, tighten our muscles, tighten our belly, and this produces shallow breathing. So just allow yourself to kind of like, you know, take in breath naturally. You don't need to actually control it consciously. Those are my tips. I'm going to give you a couple of last warnings before I let you go. There's one really major drawback to this technique, and that is that it's really hard to judge your progress here. And in fact, because monkey mind is so pervasive when you do nothing, that you're going to doubt yourself and you're going to think that you're not progressing and that you're not meditating. So how do you address this? Well, you need to have faith that the do-nothing technique is very powerful. It's a classic timeless technique that they've been doing for thousands of years in the East. So it works. It's extremely powerful. Don't judge it until you give it enough time to actually try it. How much time do you need to give it? Well, I'd say at least give it a whole month before you judge it. But maybe even longer, especially if you're just starting meditation right now. Because it's going to feel anxious at first. And just because you have one anxious day of meditation, or maybe you have a whole anxious week of meditation, where you don't get any calm at all, and it's just 100% monkey mind, you're going to want to quit, and you're going to feel like it's not working. So that's when you need to remind yourself that, hey, it is working, this is meditation. And in fact, the most powerful meditation sessions are the ones where you get all that shit out of your mind. The way meditation works, and this is what most people do not understand about meditation, is that it's like a purging. It's a purging of your unconscious and subconscious mind. You have shit in your mind that's decades old that your mind is kind of dealing with and struggling with. When you force your mind to actually sit down and be still, fully in the present moment, your mind can't be still. It's moving around like that. So in order to stabilize itself, what it has to do is it has to purge. It has to purge crap that's making it anxious. So when you first force this kind of process, you kind of clamp it down and you try to force it. What happens is that it even creates more resistance. And so this creates this kind of friction in your body and also in your mind. And to reduce this friction, purging has to happen. And so that's what happens if you're doing meditation effectively, is you get these moments of monkey mind and craziness and anxiety. And then a week later, there's like a release and it's like, oh, finally, it purged. And then you're calm, you reach a new level of calm. And then you keep practicing. And what happens is, again, that tension and that friction starts to build up. And then again, there has to be a release. It's almost like, think of it like a tectonic plates in the Earth's crust, which rub against each other. And they're kind of like stuck next to each other. And then there's more and more pressure being put on them. And then finally they release and there's an earthquake. That's what an earthquake is. Those earthquakes, when they happen in your mind, those are the true signs of progress on this journey. So don't worry about too much monkey mind here. Have faith that it'll all just automatically work out for you. And the last warning I'll give you is that I warn you, you're going to feel guilty about sitting down and doing nothing. And in fact, maybe this is the biggest pitfall that people experience when they try to meditate, but especially with this technique, because do nothing is so poignant. They feel like, well, Leo, I've got like a full life. I've got kids and I've got a family and I've got friends and I've got a business and I've got all this stuff to do. And you're telling me to just waste 20 minutes of my life every single day doing nothing? That's a waste of my life. That makes no sense. I'd rather go invest that time somewhere else. It's hard to explain to a person like that, you know, a person who's in this kind of mode, it's hard to explain to that kind of person how beautiful and how profoundly incredible it is to take your mind from this to this. It's one of the most powerful experiences that you'll have in your entire life. So it's very, very worth it, right? But it does take some time. It's kind of like going to the gym. You don't just go to the gym and expect to be fit the next day. You give it a few months to start seeing some results. And if you really want to kick ass, then you go for year after year after year, very consistently. And then you can have an amazing looking body. And just like that, your mind can be sculpted. And this meditation technique right here is just like doing bicep curls, or just like bench pressing or doing squats. So think of it that way if you're a gym rat. All right, that's the whole technique. Very, very simple. Try it today. Try it for a whole 30 days. Do a 30-day challenge with this. 30 days straight for 20 minutes. Don't miss a single day. And then I look forward to hearing what your results are like, perhaps in the comments down below or on my website. All right, this is Leo. I'm signing off. Go ahead, please click the like button for me on this video. Share it with a friend. Post me your comments down below. Share your results with me. And lastly, come sign up to my newsletter right here at actualize.org. It's a free newsletter. You can also check out other stuff at actualize.org. There's a lot of resources there that you can take a look at. A lot of different ways in which you can improve your process towards self-actualization. That's what I'm really passionate about. I want to keep you on track with self-actualization because this is the most rewarding journey that you will undertake in your life. The process of raising your consciousness, the process of improving and polishing up and optimizing every aspect of your life so that you have a great mood. And then also your finances are doing better, your relationships are doing better, and so forth. So sign up, stay tuned, and I will see you soon with more self-actualization videos.